Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 2nd of March, the 61st day of 2026, with 304 days remaining before we reach 2027. The Romans called this month Martius, after the Roman god of war, Mars, an ancestor of the Roman people through his sons Romulus and Remus. Prior to 153 BC, March was the first month of the year on the Roman calendar. This was the beginning of the season of warfare and of agriculture, with festivals held accordingly to celebrate both activities. Pep rallies, by any other name, they are as old as time. And speaking of years, we are now in the year of the horse, with celebrations for lunar year 2026 culminating in the Lantern Festival tomorrow, March 3rd. According to Chinese astrology, says ChineseNewYear.net, horse is confident, agreeable, and responsible, although they tend to dislike being reined in by others. They're fit and intelligent, adoring physical and mental exertion. They're decisive, but also easily swayed and impatient. Many of us are simpatico with horses, who can teach us quite a bit about ourselves. Like many animals, most horses handle uncertainty better than most humans do. English romantic poet John Keats called that ability negative capability, which he described in a letter to his two brothers as the ability to exist in uncertainty and doubt without incessantly seeking assurances. Keats also has a sonnet shedding some light on the topic, The Human Seasons. Four seasons fill the measure of the year. There are four seasons in the mind of man. He has his lusty spring when fancy clear takes in all beauty with an easy span. He has his summer when luxuriously springs honeyed cud of youthful thought he loves to ruminate, and by such dreaming high is nearest unto heaven. Quiet coves his soul has in its autumn, when his wings he furleth close, contented so to look on mists in idleness, to let fair things pass by unheeded as a threshold brook. He has his winter, too, of pale misfeature, or else he would forego his moral nature. Some people can even make uncertainty look like certainty, as in the case of our president's State of the Union speech this past week, a presentation lasting 1 hour and 47 minutes, nearly as long as the 1 hour and 49-minute long film Psycho by Alfred Hitchcock. The world turned upside down is, of course, not a new notion, not even when it was the title of an English ballad published on a broadside in 1646 protesting Parliament's policies relating to the celebration of Christmas. Whenever the heave-ho of one side against another causes enough unrest to simulate the loss of previously predictable stability, we collectively begin to worry, as Irish poet William Butler Yeats announces in the first stanza of The Second Coming. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart, the center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world, the blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future, among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Thomas Bodley, Sam Houston, Kurt Weill, Dr. Seuss, Desi Arnaz, Jennifer Jones, Mikhail Gorbachev, Tom Wolfe, John Irving, Lou Reed, Rory Gallagher, Karen Carpenter, Lorraine Newman, John Bon Jovi, Daniel Craig, and Rebel Wilson. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1955, high school honors student Claudette Colvin, at age 15, was arrested for refusing to move from her seat to the back of the bus in Montgomery, Alabama, was found by juvenile court to be guilty of assault, and was placed on indefinite probation. And today in 1962, Philadelphia center Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points, the most ever by an NBA player in a single game in the Philadelphia Warriors' 169-147 win over the New York Knicks. Heavenward, overnight we will have March's full worm moon, also known as the blood moon, the sugar moon, the wind strong moon, the sore eyes moon, the goose moon, and the crow comes back moon. We will also have a total lunar eclipse, whose totality will occur close to sunrise. Also watch nearby for the bright star Regulus, the end point of the sickle asterism that marks the head of the constellation Leo the Lion. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this 11th full week of winter, the 9th full week of 2026, and the first week of March. Keep the faith.